They turned over way too much possession. They had plenty of shots on goal, but not enough finding the back of the net for the Matildas in that shock 2-1 loss to Italy. Now they face Brazil, where they're favourites again, Phil Moss, to get the job done. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, TK. Morning, Loz. Yeah, look, not the start we're after. No. And, you know, probably expectedly, social media's gone into meltdown. There's been hysteria around around the first performance and the first result. You know, we're ranked 6th and Italy are ranked 10th. 15th, I beg your pardon. Brazil are ranked 10th. And, you know, you saw it coming if the result didn't go our way. But ultimately, there's 3 games to get out of the group. All the pressure's now on the Brazil game. And there's certainly aspects of the performance that need to be tweaked. A lot of people talking about this high line that Ante Milicic is playing.
Well, so can you explain that to our listeners?
Well, a high line is when you know your back line, your defensive line, plays higher up
really
the pitch.
Forward.
Now, you can't play any higher than halfway, of course, because of our offside rules. But, you know, when the back line is on halfway, if you look at the first goal for Italy that was disallowed for offside, which, to be honest, I think it was onside because the arm doesn't count and the feet were behind. But anyway, that's pedantic. But the point is, if you're playing a high line on halfway, when the opposition is on the ball facing forward, you're leaving a whole half a pitch behind you for the killer pass. So it's a risky way of playing it. There's other reasons for playing the high line, condensing midfield, making sure players are close to each other when you win the ball in transition, and etc. But there's no need to go into a coaching session here on the segment. But certainly when an opposition team has pace up front, it's a risky game plan.
Yeah, well, the warning signs were there because we'd conceded 10 goals in the 3 lead-up matches, and now they're saying, you know, talking about this different structure that the new coach has in place, which is fine, but then we get back to the sacking of Alan Stajic. Has that derailed the Matildas campaign?
Well, we can't say it has yet, because if they come out and beat Brazil, you know, the campaign's back on track. So, and that's why I reserve my judgment until after the World Cup. And you know, you go into a tournament knowing you've got 3 games to get out of the group.
If they lose now against Brazil,
well, then we're in strife. Yeah. There's no doubt about that, because I think you know, from a point of view of confidence as well, you'd like to think you're going to win game one to give you confidence.
Yeah.
We haven't done that. So now all the pressure's on game two. You lose that, or, you know, if we can get a point there and then win the final match against Jamaica, who are ranked 53rd, then, you know, 4 points possibly. But really, 6 points is what you want, because don't forget Brazil cruised to a 3-0 win over Jamaica.
We dominated possession. We dominated shots on target. We dominated pass accuracy. We dominated everywhere except on the scoreboard.
And that's the one that counts, as we all know. That's why we get paid the big money for winning football games as coaches and strikers, goal scorers. But, I think the 2 things that came out of the performance was that high line, high defensive line, and probably the lack of continuity and fluency, I guess, with the ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, as you said, Loz, you know, when you change a coach a few months out from a World Cup, from someone who's been in the chair for a long time, as Alan Stajic had, and had a certain way of playing, you know, it is going to take time to understand the new coach and what he wants. But you'd like to think Ante hasn't gone in there. He actually said, I'm not going to go in there and reinvent the wheel. We've just got to hope and pray that they come out and put on a performance against Brazil.
We had a few of our big guns missing, but the Socceroos were in action against South Korea, and the South Koreans were expected to win, and they won.
Yes. Look, I actually think it was a good performance. It was a performance. So the mission was to go there in a friendly and see what sort of depth we had. So Graham Arnold rested all the first stringers, if you can call them that. He obviously didn't and wouldn't, because he's building a squad. So he said, I'm not playing a B team. But there's clearly players there who, there was debutants, there was players who haven't been in the national setup for a long time, like Mitchell Duke, like Sporanovic. And I think there's some players who put their hands up and said, you know what, Arnie, if you pick me, I'm ready to have an input into this World Cup qualifying campaign, which was great.
Right. Stevie Corica wasted no time in signing here and signing a new player. But a new player from the Melbourne Victory. Yeah. Won't go down too well down there, will it?
Fantastic. New That's what we need. That's what we need. Stoke the big blue fire. Yeah, yeah. He signed Costa Barbarousis, who scored 15 goals for the Victory. And obviously Kevin Muscat's left Melbourne Victory. Now Costa Barbarousis has come across to Sydney FC. That will in itself gain headlines leading into the next big blue next season. So it's a great signing for Sydney. He's a wonderful player. He's quick. He adds pace to the front line. He scores goals. He sets goals up. It's a great signing for Sydney FC.
Scoreline, please, for the Brazil match, Matildas v Brazil.
1-0, Australia.
1-0,
Don't forget, Aussies. We had some good success against them recently. Last year, I think it was, or the year before.
Was Christy Arn playing then?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I believe so. She but Marta is out.
Where did you read that?
I've seen her. She's a legend.
Marta is out. Of course, one of the best players in women's world football ever.
Bye, Mossy.
1-0, the Matildas. Come on, you good things.
1-0, the Matildas. That's going to be Friday, 2 a.m. our time. Friday, 2 a.m.